is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. CBS News Los Angeles reports the Los Angeles Fire Department is at the scene of a tunnel collapse. 28 people are said to be trapped inside the industrial tunnel. The collapse has damaged communication lines. Authorities have not been able to contact the people trapped inside, and now we are getting word that some people are being brought out of that tunnel now. As the search for the missing goes on in Central Texas, we're learning more about how some people escaped the flash flooding. Kelsey Cravey says her mother and stepfather were in their mobile home in Kerrville, not knowing it was already floating down the river when three strangers got them out of danger.
They opened the window and started shining flashlights outside of the window, just screaming, hollering, and finally they heard a semi-truck honking the horn.
CBS's Karen Hua says the flooding created an unimaginable amount of debris.
At least 120 people have been confirmed dead, and more than 170 remain missing across the state. Now, rescue workers say a key challenge in the search is sifting through miles of land and water.
We are finding vehicles and RVs deep inside the debris that you can't even see from the outside.
That was Kerr County Sheriff Larry Lisa. Israel and Hamas are considering a new U.S.-backed proposal for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer says for people on both sides, a ceasefire can't come soon enough.
Every day without a ceasefire in Gaza is another day of hunger. Another day of Israeli airstrikes that kill the innocent. In Israel, too, every day without a ceasefire is a day of mourning for young soldiers killed in the fighting and for the hostages held by Hamas for a year and 8 months.
Ukrainian officials said Wednesday that Russia had overnight launched its largest drone attack in a single day since Russia invaded. Meanwhile, CBS's Weijia Zhang says there's still confusion over who ordered a pause in weapons shipments to Ukraine.
The president has pledged to send more military support to Ukraine after the U.S. halted shipments last week, which have since resumed. Trump says he does not know who ordered the pause.
Well, I haven't thought about it because we're looking at Ukraine right now and munitions, but I have not gone into it.
Among the weapons headed for Ukraine, precision-guided rockets. And our top story of the hour, it is a developing story. CBS News Los Angeles is reporting the L.A. Fire Department is at the scene of a tunnel collapse. 28 people were said to be trapped inside the industrial tunnel. We're now hearing that some people are being brought out of that tunnel now. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro refrigerant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. If your vehicle's AC is blowing hot air, beat the heat with AC Pro. Visit your O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pressure from the Trump administration has prompted another large national company to roll back its diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Details from CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks.
T-Mobile sent a letter to Federal Communications Commission Chair Brendan Carr saying that the wireless operator is ending its diversity, equity, and inclusion-related policies, not just in name, but in substance. T-Mobile is making the move as the company waits for the FCC to greenlight two deals. Its $4.4 billion acquisition of U.S. Cellular and its $4.9 billion joint initiative with asset manager KKR. Carr earlier this year told Bloomberg that any businesses looking for FCC approval should end their forms of DEI discrimination.
Samsung on Wednesday introduced updates to its foldable devices lineup and said it will expand its partnership with Google to inject more AI into its products. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, a light breeze and a mostly clear sky as temperatures drop to near the 60-degree mark. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. Will be a storm chance on Thursday night, low temperatures in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 64.
That I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl spooky old woods alone. Oh, what big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive wolves mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you far away. What full lips you have, they sure to lure someone bad. So until you sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone.
Just a Memorial Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
would say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
Ooh. I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
WRJN.
She's in love with me and I feel fine.
gents are far off Queen Elizabeth. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to heave me right across her shoulder. Cause I just can't seem to drink it off my mind. It's a honky-tonk blues. Give me, give me, give me the honky-tonk blues. I laid a divorce in New York. We'll be right back.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gather around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Started playing that rock and roll music. Any old don't care to hear them play a thing. I need to move to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano.
She ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. Ooh, the mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the coroner's wink. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. We'll be right back.
Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We're hearing now what people went through when flash floods tore through Kerr County, Texas. From Ingram, CBS's Jason Allen says people were totally caught unawares by the rapidly rising Guadalupe River.
15-year-old Jack Roberson and his mother tried to drive away, but the water rose too fast.
I can climb higher, but I'm okay. Are you high?
Recordings show Roberson's legs underwater as muck, trees, and debris engulfed.
Mom, are you in a tree?